Our special congratulations to the 2017 Wisconsin Advocate of the Year at the Wisconsin Ag Women's Summit in Middleton. More than 250 women came together to network, share experiences, and have a couple laughs. Dairy Carrie Mess from the Lake Mills area was selected as our Advocate of the Year. Congratulations, Carrie. Well deserved. Tell us a little bit about how this non-farm city girl has found her passion in agriculture.
Oh, thanks. I'm not a farm girl originally. I think I embrace the term now pretty well. But I grew up here in Madison, and I got involved per chance in FFA in high school and had, you know, some really wonderful people guiding me. In high school, Don Schuster was my ag teacher, and he let me show his miniature donkeys at fair. And you don't get cool points for showing miniature donkeys at fair, but I did find my passion in agriculture. Met and married the son of dairy farmers, and several years after we were married, all of a sudden here now we find ourselves farming in partnership with his parents on our dairy farm. So pretty amazing. But I would have never guessed in a million years not only would I be a farm girl, but that I would write things willingly and blog.
Right. And that really is, when I use the handle Dairy Carrie, I'm guessing that many of you in the audience may know her better that way than when I say Carrie Mess. When did that revelation come to you, Carrie? Social media has not always been a part of agriculture, per se. When did you realize that was a tool and that you were willing to try to gravitate towards it?
So I've been on the farm for 8 years, and it was 5 years ago that I started writing my blog. And actually, as I've said to you, you were one of the first people that really encouraged me, because my first mission with my blog was to send hay to Texas and Oklahoma during their drought. And you interviewed me, and you gave me some really good pointers and ideas, and that really kind of propelled me forward. So, you know, as much as I'm Advocate of the Year, so are you.
That was a successful mission, though. I mean, it might have been a career changer if it would have failed. But that probably told you how quickly agriculture can mobilize.
Oh, for sure. And it gave me the understanding of how powerful social media really can be, because I secretly wanted to send two semi-loads south, and we ended up sending seven. Yeah. And social media really powered those trucks between the dollars and the hay donations. That's what made the difference in that idea, and made a difference in real life for people in Texas and Oklahoma.
And real life for Carrie Mess, too, because let's fast forward from that innocent, very humble, generous effort to use social media. Carrie Mess has been catapulted into a Dairy Carrie role. When did you see that building momentum?
Yeah, so I think I might need to change my name legally to Dairy Carrie now. I just kept going and plugging, and, you know, I'd write some posts, and all of a sudden they started getting liked and shared around a bit, to the point where, you know, I think my blog's got over 3 million views on it now, and you know, I write a lot on Facebook and other platforms, and I really have a lot of conversations. So it's cool to have the followers, but I love the one-on-one conversations that provides, because that's what's changing people's minds about agriculture and farming.
Have you seen the posts, the blogs that get more attention change from when you started to where we're at today?
I have. I think a lot of people are out there sharing their stories, and I think that's really awesome. Nowadays, there seems to be more fraction within our industry, even, of farmers fighting with farmers, and that's frustrating. So I see a lot of that kind of stuff being shared. But at the same time, I just see people reaching out in different ways, too, and I think that's really important. So instead of talking to other farmers, I see a lot of people in ag really going out and sharing their story to people in their circle that aren't necessarily farmers. So that's really cool.
What's not necessarily cool, though, kiddo, is the flack that you can take on social media. You know, it's a anonymous means of vocalizing support and frustrations, and sometimes Dairy Carrie has become the target. How do you deal with that? Because there's a lot of people in agriculture that would not come back.
Yeah, that's not been easy. 3 years ago on my blog, I think I had three people banned on my page, and two of those were farmers who were just really jerks to other people. And now I don't know exactly how many, but I have thousands of activists banned from my page because they like to threaten me. They like to be really rude and mean, and I've just decided that I built my page for my voice, not theirs, so I just don't even allow it to happen anymore. It could set people back, and I hope it won't, because what I understand is they're just as passionate about their beliefs as I am about mine. And they think they're fighting the good fight whether I agree with them or not. So a lot of times it's all bravado. It's not necessarily something that's going to show up on my doorstep. And so I can't let it stop me.
Mm-hmm. What about those that you've met on through social media? Now I've seen you at conferences where there are people that you are communicating with every day but may only physically see once, maybe a couple times at different conferences. How are they dealing with the shift in opinion, topics? Today everybody's curious about their food, some specific terminology we're using. How has that network of people that is now working with you on these blogs, mm-hmm. social media outreach, how has that changed?
You know, in the beginning it was like, okay, I'm doing this, I'm sharing my story, and that's what I focused on. And now today I try to use my platform to share other people's stories, mm-hmm. Help them, you know, use what I've built to get their story out there. I have a network of people I call my ag ninjas. I used to be a person who would always try to answer every question, and I've realized as I've kind of grown in this role that I don't need to answer everyone's question. I don't need to talk about gestation crates or go far into the science of GMOs, because that's not my strong suit, but I have people I can bring in that will help. So that's been a big thing for me, is encouraging other people to share their strengths.
You know, when you started this 5 years ago, although that seems like just yesterday, you were one of the only voices on the farm day to day that was willing to step up. How deep would you say this kind of communication is, where a farmer is stepping up?
Oh, I think you're right. I was one of the original people out there. Now I see thousands of farmers out there. And it's not just on Facebook. It's not just blogging. There's people on Snapchat. There's people on Instagram. And there's people who don't advocate in their minds, but actually are making a huge impact just by being who they are out there and showing little bits of what they do. Because I think people think it needs to be a big project, and it doesn't. It just needs to be one or two posts every once in a while where you're talking.
You know, I've got to ask you, and I don't want to get too deep on the personal stuff, but if you followed Carrie, you know she's got little Silas now that is taking attention at home, and obviously the cows and a husband. How do you balance? Because you're also still traveling quite a bit where requested to try to share this story and motivate others. That's something else that I think a lot of people have a challenge with, the balancing act.
Oh, I don't really have balance. I have to be honest. No, but I just am very grateful to have a family, a husband, my in-laws who really support what I do. And so we make it work. It's not always easy. It's not always great. But we make it work because we all understand how important it is.
She's the 2017 Advocate of the Year at the Wisconsin Ag Women's Summit in Middleton. More than 250 women coming together to share their stories face-to-face, network, maybe learn more on how they can be maybe the next Dairy Carrie. Follow her on Facebook, read her blog, and support her. Carrie Mess, our Advocate of the Year. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.